Hello everyone, my name is William West and I'd like to welcome you all to our website. I'm fairly new here, just getting it up and running. Nevertheless, please feel free to browse, read what we have thus far, and share it as God leads. And while I have your attention, I would like to just take a quick moment to give you the urgency of what God has placed in our spirit. And it's concerning the latter days, or the last days, if you will, that we are living in. These days are of the apostasy. It's of an urgency that you all know that we are living in the times of the apostate church. There's an apostate Christianity going on. There are apostate Christians and apostate teachers and preachers. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 says it like this. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, these times, some shall depart from the faith. Well, if they're departing from the faith, that means they were once in the faith. And it goes on to say, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Okay, he's speaking of a time, an appointed time. That word time means an appointed season. I mean, there's going to come an appointed season in which those that were once in the faith are going to depart from the faith. Faith meaning an understanding that comes from God as opposed to the understanding of man and of the world and of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. And they're going to give their self over, as in be attentive to doctrines or instructions or teaching or preaching of devils. Devils meaning in the Greek to distribute fortune. Now that speaks loudly, meaning you're going to have these doctrines and these teaching that's talking about distributing some type of luxury and comfort and ease unto yourself, your flesh. This is not the teaching of God and of the Bible. And as you read through that, I want you guys to read through chapter 3. All right? And as you get to verse 3 of chapter 4, understand what he's saying there, that there will come a time where they don't want to hear the sound, meaning clean, free of pollution, unmixed with the lust of the flesh and of the world, pure and uncontaminated teaching and preaching that comes from the Spirit of Christ. But no, they want teaching and preaching that is satisfying to the natural man, the flesh nature. Okay? And it goes on to say they want to heap, as in accumulate to themselves, teachers, and these teachers are false teachers that makes you feel good, that amuses you. And all they're doing is conning and lying to you. Go on and read verse 4. And then when you get a chance, go over to 2 Peter chapter 2. And read verses 1 to 3. And then go over to verse 12. And it talks about these false teachers. And read it all the way down to the end of that chapter. Family, here at Chosen to Live, it's our mission to speak the truth of what's going on. And it's only by the truth through these warnings and by understanding of the true gospel that we are able to be woke up from the sleep of death. And it's only by these warnings and speaking the true gospel, the eternal salvation of your soul that was done from eternity, that you are able to be alert and be on guard. And these things is a necessary, for your enemy is at hand, and he is disguised as an angel of light. Angel meaning a messenger, and light is always equated with truth. Meaning he's disguised as that prophet, that preacher, that teacher, that's sitting in those very pulpits in which a lot of us are going under and being indoctrinated in their gospel. The Bible speaks of another gospel. The Bible speaks of another Jesus. And this is what is going on right now. But here at Chosen to Live Ministry, we are assigned to preach the unmixed gospel. We are assigned to send out the warning, to blow the horn, the trumpet, to let you know that it is time to get yourself straight and quit walking in a coma. To wake up and open your eyes into the light. Separate yourself from the darkness. That's our mission. So again, please feel free to explore our website and share truth. You know, we really believe that we've been sent. And so we know that God will enlarge our ministry to serve His chosen people at His chosen time. Right now, currently, we're a small gathering that meets in our homes. We meet in public settings and surroundings, libraries, and as such. We also speak at other venues and churches. And we're doing this in awaiting of God's provision of placement where we can fellowship among like precious faith, elect and chosen of God people. So, any and all gifts or support is not only welcome and appreciated, but it is definitely needed. So as God puts it on your heart, please feel free to help us. Again, we're starting from the ground level up. We don't have a fixed location. We don't have any equipment, any materials. So all donations, gifts, whether it's of material or monetary, is welcome. Thank you and welcome to Chosen to Live Ministry, an end time ministry for the people of God. Thank you in advance for your support and know that God has blessed you. Amen.